Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 17th anniversary show, and he's into his 18th year with us now. He's pretty excited about that, I can tell you that. Tim is the galactic guru, ladies and gentlemen, of business planning. He's forgotten more about business planning than most of us will ever know. He's written all the important books on the topic. He's created the most important, the gold standard software for business planning, and founded the company that did that, Palo Alto Software. He's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back. I love it when you want to talk about this topic of strategy and execution, because what I worry about, Tim, and I probably told you this before, and my audience knows that I feel this way, I worry that there's too much written and said out there about six ways to do this and five ways to do that, and which means that it's all about the trenches. It's all about being in the trenches. But so I spend some of my time talking about strategy. But the truth is, because I want small business owners to realize that as a CEO they have to think about strategy, and all that. But as you said in one of your articles recently, strategy without execution is useless.
Yeah,
you gotta have you gotta have a balance, don't you?
Yeah, you need to. If you don't follow it all the way through, then don't bother. And there's a lot of effort put on strategy that makes perfect sense in the meeting. You know, take two or three people to the offsite, and here's a brilliant strategy. And then you come back to the office, and the phone rings, and the daily routine goes by. And a few months later, you turn around and, wait a minute, wait, what? We haven't done anything.
What happened to that meeting?
that is one of the attributes of small business strategy in the real world that comes up over and over again. And that's why, like you say, and in that article, you need to have the balance between the strategy and intermediate metrics and then the daily doing of it that makes the difference.
But execution without strategy is crisis management. It becomes crisis management.
Execution without strategy is reaction. Yes, it's just putting out the next fire. And I would say, Jim, though, that most successful businesses that don't realize they have strategy have actually fallen into an obvious strategy over time that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be there next year.
I'm going to push back on you a little bit there, Tim. It works for them, they think. But Tim, when you and I started out as pups in the marketplace, it could have worked back then. But when we live in a time where the compression of time between one generational model to the next is not measured in years or even months at the most now, maybe even weeks, when you got that, plus you got dangers, you got disruptions coming from forces outside your own industry. You can't be if you don't have some strategy to identify and to deal with those things, then you can't outreact to those things.
No, I think you're right in that. It's optimizing. And when I say a lot of companies out in the real world, we're giving value. We're going into the office, we're addressing customer issues. Those of us who are successful I probably read this from you at one point about you say your business plan every day.
Yeah, I wrote an article about that.
Yeah, they're doing it, and hats off. But But I agree that if you're trying to do your best, looking to grow, looking to be there next year or next decade, then you need to pull out and see your business from a higher point of view, look at strategy, but take it all the way down to execution, or it's just wasted time.
Now, when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Tim to give us a tour de force on execution. What is that? When he says execution, what does he mean? He doesn't just mean showing up and spinning around in response to everything that comes at you, all the snapping alligators. He means smart execution, where you actually get something done that you thought that you planned on doing. So that's coming up right after the next break. PaloAlto.com is the culprit website. TimBerry.com is the cool one, though. I'm telling you, if you want to go get smarter, folks, go to TimBerry.com. I promise you'll thank me later. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassie. I'm right back with Tim Berry. Stay with us. And you know some
good old boys already. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.